This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The United States Supreme Court has been one justice down for more than a year now. During that time, the court has declined to take up an important case for agriculture, Farm Bureau's challenge to the Chesapeake Bay rules that let EPA set mandatory nutrient limits for land under the guise of its Clean Water Act regulatory power. Other important cases are coming up. They deal with issues such as which courts have the authority to hear challenges to EPA water regulations and whether the Endangered Species Act allows government agencies to designate as critical habitat private property that currently is not even habitable by the protected species. We need a full Supreme Court on the job, ready and able to hear cases that have a powerful impact on farmers and ranchers' ability to be productive. President Trump couldn't have chosen a more qualified nominee than Judge Neil Gorsuch. Not only are his education and experience credentials impeccable, but the Senate confirmed him unanimously for the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals 10 years ago. Many of the same senators who voted to confirm Judge Gorsuch then remain in the Senate today, and there is every reason they should confirm him again. The American Farm Bureau supports Judge Gorsuch because his records show that he doesn't blindly defer to regulatory agencies. Also, he believes in interpreting the law as written, not through the lens of ideology or politics. Speaking of politics, there are senators who intend to make it as difficult as possible to confirm Judge Gorsuch. Having a judge like Gorsuch on the bench matters to farmers and ranchers, so we all need to engage and let our senators know we support confirmation. The people's business is too important to remain one justice down any longer. Please let your senators know you're watching. America's farmers and ranchers need a full Supreme Court, and we support the confirmation of Judge Neil Gorsuch. AFBF and the National Pork Councils have closed the final chapter of their lawsuit challenging the Environmental Protection Agency's release of farmer and rancher personal information. When a federal judge approved a settlement that secures the private information of thousands of livestock and poultry farmers in 36 states. Zippy Duvall, AFBF president, said this lawsuit has won a major victory for personal privacy. Months ago, we won a court decision that vindicates the rights of farmers and all Americans to protect their personal information from dissemination by the government. This settlement is the final step requiring that EPA scrub all personal information from the records involved and train its staff on the proper handling of personal information. AFBF and NPPC filed the lawsuit in 2013 after EPA released a vast compilation of spreadsheets containing personal information about farmers and ranchers in 29 states who raise livestock and poultry, in some cases including the names of farmers, ranchers, and sometimes other family members, home addresses, email addresses, GPS coordinates, and telephone numbers. EPA was poised at that time to release more spreadsheets containing similar information on farmers in an additional 6 states. AFBF on Friday expressed its appreciation to Monsanto Company for its generous wildfire relief donation of $200,000 to be shared equally among Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas farm bureaus. Kansas Farm Bureau will dedicate its $50,000 to the YFNR Wildfire Relief Fund for beginning and young farmers and ranchers in the 4 affected states. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said the American Farm Bureau Federation is grateful that Monsanto has remembered this nation's farmers and ranchers in a time of real need. These wildfires have been especially tragic for families who already were struggling with depressed prices for the food they raise. A gift this large at a time like this means the world to those affected. A Bloomberg BNA article about the Trump administration's work on trade policy mentions AFBF's opposition to U.S. withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Bloomberg writes, Farm groups such as the American Farm Bureau Federation and the American Soybean Association opposed the Trump administration's January withdrawal from the 12-nation TPP deal, saying the agreement could have increased U.S. farm income by more than $4 billion. A pair of recently introduced bills gives a boost to young people in agriculture by allowing 4-H and FFA students to keep more of the modest income they earn. The students can turn around and put the money toward their education or future agricultural projects. The Agriculture Students Encourage, Acknowledge, Reward, and Nurture Act, or S-671, and the Student Agriculture Protection Act, H.R. 1626, would create a tax exemption for the first $5,000 of income students 18 years of age or younger earn from projects completed through 4-H or FFA. How will we sustainably feed 9 billion people by the year 2050 is an important issue. Journey 2050, a new game offered by the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture, aims to address this question by allowing students to experience agriculture in a whole new way. Created for students in grades 7 through 12, participants explore sustainable agriculture while making inquiry-based decisions. As they make these decisions, they see the ripple effect on social, economic, and environmental factors locally and globally. Farm families in Canada, India, and Kenya guide students through interactive games, including a virtual farm simulation and a geography scavenger hunt. Earlier this week, President Trump signed a Farm Bureau-supported executive order unwinding many of the energy and climate change regulations policies put in place by the previous administration. The order begins the process of overturning Environmental Protection Agency carbon emission standards for existing and newly constructed power plants, known as the Clean Power Plan, withdraws interagency calculations of the social cost of carbon, a metric regulators use to weigh the damage from increased carbon emissions, directs the Interior Department to end its moratorium on coal leasing on federal lands, and directs EPA and the Interior Department to review rules that govern oil and natural gas development, including EPA's methane emissions rules for new sources and Interior's rules that govern fracking on federal lands. It also scuttles a White House directive that required agencies to consider climate change when reviewing energy, infrastructure, and other proposed projects under the National Environmental Policy Act. Requires federal agencies to broadly review existing rules and policies that might thwart energy development, and rescinds several policy memos and orders on tackling climate policy broadly. Farm Bureau is urging support for H.R. 1090, the Technologies for Energy Security Act, to extend the 30% credit for electricity produced from wind that is sold to an unrelated person through 2019. The credit would be 26% for 2020 and 22% for 2021. Currently, the investment credit for 2017 is 24%, 18% for 2018, and 12% for 2019. The bill also extends tax incentives for solar energy, fuel cells, microturbines, and thermal energy. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation on Thursday, March 23rd, had an extremely successful drive-through pork cookout. The foundation appreciates everyone who came through the line and helped support the Macoupin County Ag Scholarship Program and Ag in the Classroom activities. The foundation is pleased to announce that we raised approximately $2,600 to go towards county ag scholarships and Ag in the Classrooms. Thanks again to everyone who joined us on Thursday, March 23rd for the annual Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation Drive-Through Pork Cookout. We look forward to seeing you all in 2018. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.